Professor Mario Plebani, welcome to El Microscopio.
Morning, Microscopio. I'm here in Padova.
So we wanted to ask you about one of the topics of the conference. Conference is held in March in the context of the European Federation of Laboratory Medicine Conference. We wanted to ask you, why do we need quality indicators in the extra analytical phases of the testing processes, and in particular in the pre-analytical phase?
Yes, we have the evidence that in the last two decades there was a significant decrease in the error rates in the analytical phase or laboratory testing. And this for sure is due at least in part to the introduction and the utilization of quality indicators in internal quality control and external quality assurance program. So there is the need to spread this work on quality indicators even in the pre and post analytical phase. And this is reinforced by the evidence that the error rates is much more higher in the pre-analytical phase. Particularly, we have data demonstrating that in the pre-analytical phase, today, more or less, pre-analytical phase account for 60 to 70% of all laboratory errors. So, particularly in the pre-analytical phase, which is complex, some steps are not under the control of the laboratory, and therefore the process owner is not one, but we have to share the responsibility with other healthcare operators. We need to have a quality indicator to document, monitor and improve any steps of the pre-analytical phase.
Which quality indicators and how have been developed by the IASC working group?
The working group on laboratory errors and patient safety launched a program some years ago on quality indicators, and we identified at the beginning a series of quality indicator for pre, inter, and post-analytical phase. In particular, we have identified through a work with many scientists around the world and different labs around the world, 16 quality indicators covering the steps of the pre-analytical phase. But this list of quality indicators we are calling model quality indicator, MQI, has been recently modified and improved. And we are now collecting data on the several quality indicators in the pre-analytical phase as well as in the other phase of laboratory testing.
Is it possible to harmonize existing quality indicators developed by different scientific organizations?
Not only is possible, but we must harmonize the list of quality indicators, as in several parts of the world, particularly in Australia, China, in the UK, and in other European, as well as in Brazil and other countries around the world, there are some different quality indicators starting to be used by different labs. So, 2 years ago, on October 25 in the 2013, we organized a consensus conference in Padova for starting the work on harmonization of quality indicators. And we have published in Clinical Chemistry Laboratory Medicine in 2014, the paper with the conclusion of this consensus conference. on harmonization of quality indicators. And therefore, now we have a list of quality indicators that should be easily consulted going to the website www.ifccmqi.com. This website was built to offer to all clinical laboratories around the world the information about the program, the list of quality indicators, and eventually, if you ask the password going to the website, every lab should collect the data on quality indicator, should introduce the data, and should receive a report in which each lab should compare its own data on the quality indicator with many, many other laboratories around the world. So the program is like a benchmark program or an external quality assurance scheme. And there are two main options for the program. First is for free, no money to spend. And the second, the confidentiality of the data is totally preserved. So you can see your own data, the data of your lab, against the medium or all other data provided by many labs in the world, but nobody other than you can recognize your own data. So the list of quality indicators now is in the pre-analytical phase, contain indicators for misidentification errors, that means sample misidentified or requests that are misidentified. And this is very important. The second group of quality indicator regards concern test transcription errors. That means errors in transcription of test request of patient data. The other group is incorrect sample type. That means, for instance, the use of whole blood instead of plasma or vice versa. Another group is incorrect fill level. For example, the number of sample with the insufficient volume or ratio between the anticoagulant and the sample. There is another big group, very important, unsuitable samples and due to transportation and the storage problems. So samples that are not usable because of errors in transportation or in storage, contaminate the sample that should be rejected for microbiological issues, hemolyze the sample, that is another very important issue in the pre-analytical phase, and sample clotted that are unusable for some tests, particularly for coagulation. All these quality indicators have achieved a very high score, or if you want, a priority number one. That means more or less that are mandatory for receiving accreditation according to the international standard ISO 15189. There are other quality indicators with the lower priority, for example, the rates of inappropriate requests, that is a very important issue, but in the consensus conference, we have evidence that in many parts of the world, this is very difficult to obtain data about the appropriateness in test requests. So this is this quality indicator that particularly in some lab should be very important. In my lab we are using, in other part of the world is not achievable, and therefore the priority is not priority one, is priority four. The list of quality indicators, anyway, is available in the website I cited before.
How should be defined quality specifications for pre-analytical indicators?
In the recent conference organized in Milan, that is the update of the famous Stockholm conference on quality specifications, we have proposed the quality a method for achieving data on the quality specification for the quality indicators in the pre-analytical phase. And this is a very practical proposal based on the collection of data that actually many labs around the world are collecting and introducing in the website of the IFCC working group. And according to the data, we have provided a statistical treatment identifying three levels: optimum, desirable, and minimum, for the analytical quality specification. This is the famous proposal by Callum Fraser that was recognized at the Stockholm conference and used by many labs around the world. So, in a paper that will be published very soon in Clinical Chemistry and Laboratory Medicine, concerning the proceeding of the Milan conference, you should have the data visible on the proposal, that is to have a quality specification according to these three levels: optimum, desirable, and minimum. That is based on the collection of the state of the art, the actual state of the art. And the state of the art has been possible to be built by collecting the data on all quality indicators in the list of the program, and thanks to the collection of the data by many laboratories at an international level. So we are going up with the project, providing provisional quality specification for each quality indicator in the pre-analytical phase, and we will do the same with the quality indicator in the intra and post-analytical phase. But over time, the state of the art should be changed and should be improved, because looking at the actual state of the art, many labs should move, for example, from the minimum level to the desirable and eventually to the optimum level, as it was and it is now for the analytical quality specification.
And what are the future steps in the project on quality indicators?
Actually, the step is that, as I said before, we have provided a specific website. We have provided a list of consensually developed and agreed quality indicators. And we are providing now the data on quality specification by analyzing the data collected by many labs around the world. What we are doing next step are probably we would like to have a new consensus conference, and probably this should be organized in Brazil on August this year to review the list of available quality indicators, to eventually modify the list on the basis of the data collected on the feedback by many labs around the world. And what we would like to do is to spread the information about the project and the possibility for many other labs around the world to join the program that is, as I said before, free for charge and preserve the confidentiality of the data. And this is the reason, or one of the reasons, why I have accepted to give you this interview, because El Microscopio is a nice way to spread the information to many, many laboratory professionals around the world. And I'd like to thank you for this interview and for the cooperation to the project we are working on the quality indicators.
Thank you very much for your comment. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate your work, and I like to say that I wish you a very happy new year, because we are at the beginning of this year, and to wish you to improve and increase your visibility around the world.
Thank you very much, Professor Mario Prebani. It's been a real pleasure to have you in Microscopia.
Have a nice day.